right, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and, after our wonderful prayer, I'm going to turn the microphone over to our banquet MC, someone that I know pretty well, I think, and so do you, Mr. Mitch Pomerantz.
I'm trying to avoid getting the cord of this microphone caught up in somebody's wine, likely mine. There we go. It's actually nice to do a banquet sitting down. And I did something tonight, and I have to tell on myself, because if I didn't, Donna or some other partial here would. I did something tonight I haven't done since 1974.
Wow.
I had two pair of shoes side by side. I am wearing a black business shoe on the right foot and a wonderful white tennis shoe on the left. So this way, I have my choice of which foot to put in my mouth tonight. I want to welcome all of you to the approximately 158th banquet of the California Council of the Blind. We really do have a jam-packed agenda, and some folks, I think, we're going to be calling to speak, make presentations while we're still eating. Otherwise, truly the bar here closes at 11. And they have one of my favorite ales there, and I'd like to get back for another. So, let me begin by introducing the head table, and we'll begin to the far left, your far right. We have a gentleman who makes me envious because he's got a really cool classic car collection, and he can even fix them. Gentleman that I've known for many, many years, involved in Active Blind. You'll hear more from him in a few minutes. We served together on Metro's Accessibility Advisory Committee, John Mavis. To John's right is his lady, and some of you know her from Department of Rehab days, Linda Keeney. To Linda's right is a gentleman who probably drove the San Francisco Mutt Strut people nuts, because he was the coordinator, and all coordinators have to be good nags. Frank Welty. Yay! To Frank's right. And I have to see the Godfather again so I get the pronunciation down, but obviously you're pronouncing your last name the Italiano way. Newly elected board member to the CCB Board of Directors, Vita Zavoli. Switching sides of the table, or ends of the table, still immediate past CCB president, but more importantly, at least for me, because now I have to listen to him whereas previously he at least sort of had to listen to me. First Vice President of the American Council of the Blind, Jeff Tom. To Jeff's left is a lady who many of us in Southern California, particularly in the L.A. area, know and respect and consider a friend, Shirley Tucker. And to Shirley's left, also representing Active Blind, and despite the fact that he went to that university across town from where I went, he's still a good guy. He has a law degree from that school, but he got smart and stopped practicing before it really had a negative impact on him. Frank Tucker. And I got to say, by the way, before we make our last introduction, this may not matter to folks in San Diego because the Pac-12 doesn't play down here. But we got three Pac-12 reps at this table. We have Jeff, who went to Stanford, the home of the Redwoods. We have Frank Tucker, who, of course, did go to UCLA. And yours truly, who is a proud Trojan. And that's the University of Southern Comfort to my detractors. But to my immediate right is the woman that set me on a different path 12 years ago. The love of my life and my world, and the president, at least for a few more months, of CCB, Donna Pomerantz. We do have a lot to do, and while I'm not a joke teller, I am a storyteller, and I told a couple of folks last night I'm going to tell two stories tonight, and I think the first one I'll tell, and these are all true stories, by the way, most of us here are Californians, and we have lived through our share of earthquakes. You'll recall that 2 years ago, Washington, D.C. had an earthquake. Well, our executive director, Melanie Brunson, is used to earthquakes. Melanie's from Orange County. But our then director of development, one Steve Obremski, was not. And I am told reliably that when that little 5.0 shaker that most of us would hardly notice hit, Steve and his dog were rapidly on their feet and out the door of the office and down the stairs and out the door of the building. Steve apparently at least knew better than to get into the elevator. But what made this doubly strange is that Steve went home to his apartment in a brick building. So, you know, Steve had some splaining to do to Melanie and to me. I said, "You went home to a brick building, Steve. You know about bricks? They fall." Anyway, talking about ACB, let me welcome those of you who are brave enough or insomniac enough to be listening to this banquet on ACB Radio, wherever in the world you may be. Those of you who are insomniacs, George Norrie or whoever is on the weekends doing that weird show won't be on for another hour and a half. So we'll try to keep you entertained until then. I will take a few minutes break to let everybody eat their salads in peace. But we really do have a lot to do tonight, so we probably will, there won't be as much silence as you're used to. So enjoy your rabbit food. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do three door prizes right now. And we're going to put John Mavis to work down to my left. Going to have John draw a name. The first one is one of those bags of fudge, which everybody seems to like.
And the name drawn is Gigi D. Marie.
Oh my God!
Gigi D. Marie, are you here? Raise your hand, Gigi, or stand up, please. Do you see her, Ed? Is she here? She's not here. She just woke up. She overslept, did she? You snooze, you know what. Is she here?
Yeah.
Oh, she is here. All right. All right. All right. Let us now do... Actually, I fibbed. We're going to do four door prizes. We're going to give away right now $25 from San Gabriel Valley Chapter CCB. John, draw that one, please, again. And then we'll put Frank to work. You can. You can do that.
Yeah, Frank wants to draw his own name. I like that.
Winner's Jane Brunson, and she is here.
Well, we've just given an extra scholarship to a winner. Jane Brunson, you've won it. And if there's anybody here from the Department of Rehab, that's not an extra benefit. Another $25 from San Gabriel Valley. Let Mr. Tucker do the honors.
I don't have any more from them. I have CCCLB.
Oh, you said there was. You said there was.
Just gave it away.
Oh, that was the last one.
Yes, we have two from Bayview. We got.
Oh, okay, 25.
Yes, and 150 from Greater LA. 125 from Greater LA. 25.
All right, we got a lot. We're going to do, yeah. Let's do the 25 from CCCLV, the Roman numeral chapter.
Is John drawing this also?
No, Frank.
Frank. Right here, Frank Tucker. To my right.
Yep.
Two Franks up.
Yeah, we have
the other Frank.
Yeah, the other Frank.
This is Frank.
And he wants
the SoCal Frank. Oh, Mr. Calderon, I'll see you in the bar. You won $25. Let's do the 50 and then we'll quit.
At the end of the banquet.
Oh, no, she just said the 50 is at the end of the banquet. We'll do one more 20. Oh, we've got
Bayview. We've got two from Bayview, 25 each.
All right, Bayview.
Okay.
Let's do some Bayview.
We've got one from the Bayview chapter. Let's have the other Frank, Welty, draw that. Yeah, 25 from Bayview. Just hand that to the left, Frank. Linda Keeney, you've got the 25. And we got one more from CCLVI or Bayview or something.
We have another from Bayview. We have Greater LA 25.
Oh, okay. We'll do that one. We'll do the Greater LA 25. And one more, then dinner's coming. Greater LA, $25. Frank Welty can draw that one.
All
right, there you go.
Hot plate. Thank you. Careful.
There. George Rivas. He's not here. Okay. A sister-in-law, that one's yours, 25, Debbie Cordetto. Huh?
That's it for now?
Yes, that's it for now. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Come on, kiddies. As I said, those of you who come to ACB conventions at least the last 6 years know that my train always runs on time. Thank you. That's very nice elevator music.